From College Station and the Texas AgriLife Extension Service, this is your 2-Minute Texas Crop and Weather Report for May 8, 2012. What's surprising early May is not that West Texas is so dry, but that the eastern half of the state is in relatively good condition, said Dr. John Nielsen Gammon, Texas State Climatologist and Regents Professor at Texas A&M University.
Is that now parts of the Panhandle, of course, are still very dry, and parts of West Texas are still in severe drought. Is that to be expected, or is that just part of being in West Texas and the Panhandle?
Well, the thing that was unexpected was having East Texas not be in severe drought right now. Okay. We had a second year of La Nina last winter. It just finally ended last month officially. And normally, 4 years out of five, you end up with a dry winter. We certainly were dry 2 years ago with La Nina. Mm-hmm. So things have really worked out as good as could possibly have been expected for East Texas. West Texas is doing as expected right now, which is the second year of major drought. Their reservoirs have not responded to any of the rain they've had. Most places are below normal for this winter, on top of the drought from last year. So things are really dire in many parts of the state. Let's say particularly bad is the area south of Childress and areas west of Lubbock. It's ridiculous. Childress is running about 15 degrees above normal for the past few days, because there's so much dry ground upstream of them that's getting baked by the sun and just turning into an oven.
This has been Robert Burns with AgriLife Communications.